Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know you've been talking to Lyle and Eric. What is their mood right now?
As always, I'm trying to, both they and I and their families are managing expectations. It's been a long road.
It's October 30th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We're all over the new Menendez developments. Plus, what is that smell on the west side?
Just like your pumpkin at the end of the holiday season on your front porch rots, so does the algae, and it doesn't smell good after a while.
Also coming up, whether it's game 5 or 6 or 7.
I don't care if they clinch the championship in the parking lot of Costco of Alhambra. The whole point is to win the World Series.
It's all ahead. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The Menendez brothers could be out of prison before the holidays. A little more complicated than that. Lots of moving parts. But we know that they'll be in court on December 11th. And it is possible they could get out on that day. A couple of different paths here. Last week, we told you L.A. County D.A. George Gascon announced he would recommend they be immediately eligible for parole. The judge has to decide that. Then it might have to go to the parole board. But they also asked the governor for clemency. And if he grants it, that parole board step would kind of go out the window. Emily Valdez picks it up.
So I just spoke with attorney Mark Garagos. He is part of Lyle and Eric Menendez's defense team. So we told you on Monday, Garagos submitted a request for clemency to Governor Newsom. And today?
We appeared this morning in court and we discussed scheduling and landed on a November 25th return to the courthouse in Van Nuys, which is Thanksgiving week. And if a hearing is necessary, as of now, we've set it for December 11th.
And I know you've been talking to Lyle and Eric. What is their mood right now?
Both they and I and their families are managing expectations. It's been a long road.
He said managing expectations. So in a nutshell, we've got three avenues right now for early release for the Menendez brothers. Just to go over them again, Garagos asking the judge to change the first degree murder convictions to voluntary manslaughter. That would mean time served and the brothers would walk out of jail in time for the holidays. Now, LAD George Gascon previously said he supports a change in sentencing to 50 years in prison with parole instead of without parole, which means the brothers would be eligible for parole immediately, but they would still have to go before a parole board. But Gascon just also announced he supports the brothers' plea for clemency. Governor Newsom still needs to review that. So I hope you kind of got all that. They're kind of taking every avenue, you know, throwing it at the wall and see what sticks. There is also always that possibility that the brothers won't get out at all.
Yeah, thanks, Emily. Nobody covers it like her. Emily's been on this case since the 90s. Okay, World Series news as it goes with the podcast. It may be already over by the time you hear this, but this is a pretty fun interview John Baird did ahead of Game 5 at Yankee Stadium, where the Dodgers have another chance to wrap it up.
Dodgers win tonight. They clinch What does that mean for the Dodgers and for LA fans, because they don't get to see it, right?
Well, I don't care if they clinch the championship in the parking lot of Costco of Alhambra. The whole point is to win the World Series. Parties will take care of itself. If the Dodgers were to clinch in Game 5 at Yankee Stadium, that's perfectly fine. The Dodgers have only clinched one championship in 1963 on their home field. The others, Yankee Stadium, Oakland, Minnesota, Chicago. So it really doesn't matter if you win the championship at home or on the road. The whole key is to win the championship and not be a party planner and say, oh, I wish it was in L.A. Well, of course you wish that, but you also wish that the Dodgers wrap it up in five. And if it has to be in New York, so be it.
If necessary, Game 6. Dodger Stadium, Friday night. Those two Yankee fans who grabbed Mookie Betts' glove to take the ball out of his hand last night will not be at Game 5. Yankees making the announcement, saying what they did was egregious and unacceptable. Statement goes on to say, in sort of lofty terms, the exuberance of supporting one's team can never cross the line into intentionally putting players at physical risk. One of those fans is a season ticket holder, and in a very weird twist, turns out that former NFL star Rob Gronkowski actually knows him. Talked about it on the Up and Adams show on FanDuel TV.
He was on the ice hockey team, the club Arizona Wildcats team, ice hockey team. And let me tell you, the whole hockey team, they were absolute maniacs. They were indescribable just how wild
animals?
These guys. Animals, yes. How wild these guys were. Him doing that represents him very well. I mean, he is all in for his teams. He is all in for the Yankees. I remember him talking about the Yankees all the time, how he loves them so much.
Yeah, we don't know if that ban is going to apply to those fans for next season or if it's just for the World Series. If you've been anywhere on the West Side in the past couple of days, you've probably been wondering, what the hell is that horrible smell? Did you hit an animal with your car or something? No, it's everywhere. It's from those bioluminescent waves, the glowing waves that are beautiful and kind of creepy in time for Halloween season.
Along sections of the coast from San Diego to Malibu, people over the last few weeks have been marveling at the glow when waves break overnight. Now they're wrinkling their noses a bit because of the smell coming off the water. Laura Rink, the associate director of the Heal the Bay Aquarium, explains why it's happening.
Eventually, algae dies. And right now we are experiencing that die-off. The algae is decomposing. It's essentially rotting out in our ocean waters. And just like your pumpkin at the end of the holiday season on your front porch rots, so does the algae, and it doesn't smell good after a while.
The die-off is not uniform. The intensity of the odor varies from place to place, with the wind playing a role in whether you'll be holding your nose or staying away from the shore for at least the next few days. In Santa Monica, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's Pete Demetrio holding his nose in Santa Monica. There's a new lawsuit that is claiming that football players were brutally attacked at a Catholic high school in Orange County. Back to Emily for that story.
The family of a 15-year-old student at Santa Margarita Catholic High School is suing, alleging the teen was attacked by at least 10 varsity football players in a locker room in September. Attorney Brian Williams.
I'm proud to represent a young man who was subjected to, you know, a violent attack that was sexual in nature, that he suffered tremendously from. And the hope is that this lawsuit will not only aid him in his path towards healing, but also bring light to the problems that are taking place within that locker room and an effort to protect future students.
The lawsuit alleges school administrators weren't concerned about protecting the student who had to go to the hospital for his injuries. And it says the principal acknowledged there have been 8 similar previous attacks.
The saying that you promote what you tolerate, I think, is directly applicable to this situation. And again, the adults in charge, either coaches, administrative staff, whoever it is, need to do a better job in 2024 or any year to make sure student safety is promoted.
Williams said the Orange County Sheriff's Department is conducting an investigation and the football coach has been placed on leave.
LA is spending a ton of money to house homeless people. We've told you about that. The question is it making a dent?
As of the end of September, Inside Safe has conducted 67 operations and can take credit for having housed 3,254 people. It's a program that was launched nearly 2 years ago. And of course, Inside Safe is the mayor's flagship effort to mitigate encampments and house people living on the streets of Los Angeles. The new numbers were announced at the Homeless Services Authority Board meeting, otherwise known as LASA. The city funds Inside Safe, and if you include this fiscal year so far, the program has received $435 million. And we learned this as well, that Inside Safe, with its more than 3,200 people housed, that slightly more than 30% of people who enter the program drop out.
That's Craig Figner, who has been covering this for the entire 2 years that program has been running. And this Friday, he says, the city and county opened their cold weather emergency shelters as things cool down. Big news on the Grammys next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Grammys have been on CBS for more than 50 years, incredibly. But that is changing now. The Grammys are moving to ABC. CBS is still broadcasting the next two shows, but starting in 2027, the broadcast rights switch over to Disney for the next 10 years. And the Grammys will be screened on Hulu, too. ABC is also going to have the Oscars and the Super Bowl. Big year for them in 2027. And that's the LA Local for this second to last day of October, the 30th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. And if you're looking for live, local, relevant to Southern California election night coverage, we've got it on KNX News. We'll be on the air and streaming live on YouTube. You can get to it on the KNX News YouTube channel. Might as well follow that now or on knxnews.com. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.